So this reflection is my final one for healthy living. My goal was to develop physical and mental wellness through participation in sports and fitness activities. And physically, I wanted to maintain my cardio and improve my strength because in the period that I had set this goal, I was consistently running 5K every session, and I would work out minimum 5 times a week. And so when I say this now and looking back on it, it seems incredible that I was able to maintain that. And obviously it wasn't sustainable, at least not for me personally, because I was running not out of passion, although I did get some satisfaction from knowing that I could do 5K and that I was regularly increasing my speed and all of that. But altogether, I think in the long run, it's not sustainable for me because I don't enjoy doing that as much as I do HIIT. And I think HIIT is a great way to get cardio in and strength because it combines both. And I think it's way more efficient. And that is something that I've learned throughout these past 18 months and that I'll continue to work on. It's to prioritize consistency over intensity and not to get down about it, because it sounds cheesy, but showing up every day is actually more important than what you do in 1 to 2 hours of working out. Because my whole aim on it, well, I already stated my aim, but what I really want to achieve and what I will continue to pursue even after NYAA is to continue building these healthy habits that will stay with me for the long run, so I can live a healthy life later on as well. And overall, I'm just really proud of my performance in healthy living, because going to the gym wasn't something that was foreign to me. It was something that I was actually quite comfortable with. But looking back again, I realized that the routine I had, running and then doing like 30 minutes of body training, was very repetitive. Even though I did try and mix it up with different tutorials that I would follow online, with the new activities that I've been doing, such as HIIT and my Her Healthy Habits Club, they've really taught me the importance of strength training as well, and how muscle is equally as important for burning fat than cardio is. And I'm also proud of the journey that I've made in that department, because normally I would use 5 to 6 kg, and now I've been able to transition or develop into using 8 to 9 kg, depending on the muscle group. And that's something that I never really thought of doing, because I had the misconception that I would bulk if I did heavier and the same amount of sets, because same amount of reps, because I knew that if you went lighter, then you had to do more reps. But anyway, it's just small things like that that are teaching me not new rules, but giving me a more solid foundation of how I can improve fitness-wise. Also, with COVID, I really saw the mental wellness aspect of working out and how that would really help my mentality and improve my focus. And I knew all of these things before, but with COVID, it just heightened all of that. And it's something that I will remind myself of whenever maybe days I'm not as motivated to work out. So overall, I think I've learned some really important lessons throughout these 18 months.